What are your thoughts about the effort that is about to be launched with the NSABP and the BCRG? The last I've heard, it's going to be TCH plus or minus bevacizumab question mark. I'm not clear whether or not they're going to allow people also to put patients in who've had anthracyclines. But I think in terms of the BCRG and the NSABP, it sounds like it's going to be TCH plus or minus bev. What do you think about that trial design?
I think there is a very strong rationale behind it, so I think it's going to be an interesting study. I wonder if these investigators could not take the occasion to see whether the platinum is really needed. They could re-randomize for this particular question, because at the end of the day, this regimen might be totally unaffordable in many parts of the world. If it works, you know, you still need to be able to pay for it. So you will have two monoclonal antibodies. That's going to be very expensive. So why in that situation not try to gain with the chemotherapy, make the chemotherapy perhaps a little more affordable? So I don't know. That's a possibility.
I guess one of the things that's interesting about that study is the control arm is TCH, and they've just kind of made the leap over from anthracyclines. How do you think that people in practice are going to respond to this trial in terms of putting patients on it?
Well, it depends if you believe strongly in chemotherapy as being an important actor of the game, or if you think it's the biological drugs. In fact, when you think 2 minutes, it's the only regimen that they can pick up, because from what we have seen from the phase 2 data, there is a signal that there could be some increased cardiotoxicity there when you combine the two agents. So in the phase 2 trial presented by Mike Pegram, you know, there was a high antitumor activity, but there were a few cases of cardiotoxicity. So I think this could be an incredibly active combination, but it could have some problems in terms of toxicity. And there might also be toxicities that we don't know about today. So what is going to be critical there is to pick up cytotoxics that do not damage the heart. And so I think it's a very good choice to go for TCH, TCH plus bevacizumab.